When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, man. And we're back, man.
That's a fact.
With Lil Man Jay.
What's up, my boy?
Bro, how you feeling, man?
I feel great, man. I can't even lie. I woke up like an hour ago, and I'm lit as fuck, man.
An hour ago?
Yeah, man.
God, wait. Bro, wait. Like, how long was your night that you... it's like 10 a.m. right now. So, like, how long was your night that you slept for, like, 10 hours?
I ain't sleep for no 10 hours, my boy. I was over in the studio working this. Yeah. Got back home, had a little fun, and I had to go to sleep. I didn't go to sleep till like 3, 4.
And like, what exactly are you like currently working on?
Man, I'm working on a project, but I'm not really trying to be on the same shit that I was on before. You know what I mean? Like, I've been kind of expanding like how I rap. I've been kind of expanding like the flows that I'm using. I'm just kind of experimenting right now because I don't want my album just be all like, hey man, I appreciate that. But I don't want my album to be all like, yeah, just rap and trap. So I'm really expanding on like singing because I've done that a few times. So I'm just trying to perfect my album and I'm going to drop that. That's what I'm working on.
Man. Hey, bro. Hey. See, like, I can see, right? So like, it's an interesting thing, right? Like when like you have like artists like transition from like, the TikTok bag, the like YouTube bag, right? To now you get some real life money now. You feel me? Like that's some real life money right there, my brother.
Just a little bit, man.
You feel me?
Yeah, just
wait,
a little bit.
Wait, are you signed yet?
Hell no, we completely independent, my boy. Completely independent. It's gonna stay like that for a minute too.
Yeah. Wait, so if you're independent, right? So then like how do you get the bag then? Like, how does somebody like
you get the bag more whenever you're independent, my brother?
What, like, hell you just, yeah. Just what, like, just revenue from the songs, revenue, like, how do you get to the bag as an independent
artist?
Well,
it depends, like, how much you want to work. Like, I'm about to start a clothing brand. I already have a few, like, designs made. I have a few shirts printed and shit like that. And then I also been on the Snapchat grind recently. They're paying, like, a I just had a meeting with them the other day because I got verified. I'm making money off of that. Mm-hmm. And then streams. And then, investments in it too. Word, like just okay. Really being smart with your money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of just blowing all that shit because you got some.
Not facts. And like how much that cost?
This?
Yeah. No, the chain, come on now. The shirt, they ain't looking for the shirt or the chain, man.
You wanna know about the chain?
Yeah.
Okay, I think this was like 35, if I remember correctly. And then this one fake as fuck, my brother.
Oh, wait, that's fake?
This one right here.
Wait, pause. So, So, why wear the fake chain with the real chain?
Because, my boy, why the fuck would I spend $70,000 whenever I can spend, like, $35 and, like, $200? People ain't gonna know the difference, my brother.
They
both look real, don't they?
They're both fake?
No, I said this one is.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, it's real. But bro, I'll be 100% on one. I appreciate the honesty, right? Two, but the fake one looks better than the real one, though.
You ain't just say that, my boy, for real. You think so?
The fake one is big baguettes. Yeah, like, yeah, right, like, and it's shining.
You think so?
Yeah. Wait. Hold up. So, like, you pay how much for the fake one?
Like only a few hundred.
What, like 3,500, 500?
I think it was like...
Because I need one.
800.
Hey, now, listen.
It's moist tonight.
Hey, listen, after this interview, right, you tell me where... You feel me? Hey, you tell me, my...
You want some drip, my brother?
No, hey. Where can I get the fake ones, bro?
Hey, man.
You feel me, bro?
Hey, I need that, though. I can hook you up, man.
Man, all right, so you're from what here? So, like, you were born in North Carolina, but then somebody ended up in South Carolina.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I was just born in a hospital in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And then I was straight in South Carolina.
Oh, word.
Yeah. I'm like the very tippy top of South Carolina. I'm only like 20 minutes from Charlotte.
Oh, word.
So I just tell everybody, like, I'm from Charlotte. You know what
man. I mean? And like you actually like had a bunch of like illnesses, right? Like as a kid?
Yeah, I technically call them medical conditions.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of people call them like disabilities.
Yeah.
They don't disable me from doing nothing. So
not facts.
So I got distal arthrogryposis, which if you see my fingers right here, you know how like put your hand out, my brother.
See?
You see how you got the little lines right here on your fingers?
Yeah.
I ain't got that. You see that right there?
Yeah.
So I can't bend my fingers. I ain't got no joints.
Mm.
So that's the distal arthrogryposis. It keeps me from like bending my elbow all the way out too.
Yeah.
And then I also have scoliosis. And then I have cleft palate. And then I have bilateral cleft foot. So that's that like whenever I was born, my feet, my toes turned all the way up to my ankle. I had to wear a cast for like the first few years of my life.
Damn.
I can only take them off like once a week. And I had a cleft palate, and that's why I like speak out of my nose. So that's why I sound so nasally.
Ah.
And I have the rasp in my voice.
Man, wow, man. So like, walk me through this, right? So, like, when did things like start to like get better then, right? Because right now, like, you walk in fine, you know, right, like, right. So like, when did like, I guess like the four critical conditions start to get, you know, like a tad bit better, to where you can actually like move around now and walk around and.
Man, honestly, the scoliosis hasn't affected me yet. I feel like that's gonna affect me like long later down the line.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like that the club foot. That was done after like the first few years after I took the cast off. I was able to walk pretty well.
Yeah.
I had a surgery in seventh grade. I had these nails or screws in my foot to like keep it flat. And so they took those out whenever I was in seventh grade. But I was fine up until then from like 3 years old to seventh grade. And then so that didn't really affect me that much. And then the cleft palate, they fixed that like immediately whenever I was born. So that was good. And then what else is it? The distal arthrogryposis never really affected me.
Well, wait,
I feel
man.
Like I don't even really notice.
Have you ever felt trapped inside your body?
What the fuck you mean?
Because for me growing up, right?
Yeah.
I had like a bad, I'm talking about, listen, like my speech impediment right now is still bad, but growing up I had a bad speech impediment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just always felt like trapped in a body that like God gave me, right? Because like, right? Because, you know, right? Because having to deal with these things to kind of like hinders you from kind of like, you know, being or like feeling normal, right? And just having to like walk around with that, right? Like just as a kid, I just felt like trapped, right? You feel me, right? And just felt like I just couldn't like tap into my true potential. So like, have you ever felt trapped dealing with the four, you know?
Hell yeah. Back in like school days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I walked a little different. I was short and
the kids were brutal.
Exactly. Everybody bullying shit. So I hated like just day by day back in school, like walking around and shit. It was like, damn, I know what you mean now.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I feel trapped inside my own body a little bit.
And you went to a predominantly white school or black school?
I feel like it was a good mix.
Mix, okay.
Yeah. I feel like it was a good mix, actually.
Man, wait. And then like in high school, like you were like the what? Like the artsy kid? The cool kid, the jock, the like, what type of kid were you, man, in high school?
I was one of them just trying to be cool, man.
Yeah.
I was like trying to be cool. I tried to get myself in with all the cool kids and shit like that. Just trying to be, I feel like I was honestly trying to be someone I'm not.
Yeah.
I was not back in school because that's why, like, literally because I felt trapped inside my own body. I was trying to get in with all the cool people and shit.
Word.
So that people would see me as like normal, I guess. You know what I mean?
You were like the what? Like you weren't like a cool kid, but you were like, you know, like a kid who were like you was just in the mix. Like
I would say I was like well known, like
popular.
Yeah, I wouldn't say popular. Like,
yeah,
everybody knew who I was, but when like, oh, shit, what up, Jack? What up? Man? How you doing? It was just like, oh yeah, I know who that is.
Was that before rapping or
that was
after
before
rapping?
Before rapping, man. People hate on the rap back in school, my man. People hate on the rap. They didn't even know I rap, man.
Word?
Not really, man.
Hey, listen though, listen. But the one thing that I learned, bro, is the most hating exists in high school, right? Because right now, right, like you know, like now that I'm somewhat doing my thing, right? You got motherfuckers who's on Facebook, on Twitter, talking about man, listen, bro, and he ain't shit, man. Like that's Frederick, bro. I used to know him. He's not right. So like, have you ever like seen that, bro? Like the same. Who doubted you back in high school are now like, you know.
Oh my God, my brother. I just made a damn song about it. I said, the same bitch who dissed me back in high school, now she want to follow the ground. Literally, I think, like, since I've been in L.A., bro, there was a girl, never really talked to me. I tried to hit her up on, like, Snapchat and shit, trying to get some things going. She just followed me back on Instagram, man.
Oh, really?
Just followed me back on Instagram. I had a girl that I was talking to before, like, everything happened back in, like, March of 2022.
Yeah.
I was talking to her. She told me that she ain't have no time no more for like a relationship because she had to work. She had school.
That's always an excuse.
Guess what happened?
What's up?
Guess what happened, my boy?
What's up?
Yep, man. 4 months later, she was like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. I just want to let you know I got some time now. Like,
of course.
I was like, ain't no damn way. You know what I said? I ain't got no time now, bitch. And I hung up.
No, that's a listen, your hoes be choosing. You feel me, right?
Yeah.
Listen, bro. If you ever hear, it's not you, it's me, it's definitely you. If you ever hear, like, oh, I just don't want a relationship right now, that's like, that just means I don't want a relationship with you. Right? Hoes be choosing, right? But not now, though, are the hoes a little bit, you know, are they coming now? Are they plentiful?
They come.
Like, what's your type, though?
My brother.
Huh?
I love. You know what I love, man? You
know, big booty hoes.
You know, I fuck that a little. I feel like that's too much for me, though.
Nah, bro.
That'd be too much for me, man. I like shit I can handle, you know what I mean? So I'm more, I like a Colombian girl. I like, not with all the ass, though. Like,
yeah, a slim thick.
I like the slim thick. I like the skin tone. I like that mix, like skin tone, like Tina type shit.
Yeah.
But I don't like everything too big. I feel like that's too much to handle. I like being in control a little bit.
So, are you saying that your dick is small? Like, what are you saying? Like, because you don't like the big ass because you can't handle it. Like, are you saying, like you're too, like, small or the dick is small?
Oh, my dick's small.
How small is your dick? That's what? That's 2 inches or three? Wait, it's not small, though. This hair ain't small. This is like what? Let's see. 1, 2. That's like 4 inches, though, my nigga.
I'm just playing, man.
Huh?
I'm just playing.
You sure you ain't playing?
I'm not saying I'm the biggest motherfucker in the world. Like, I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say I got like a fucking schlong, but it's not that small, though. But
I feel like
that's not why I can't handle it, though. I just feel like, I don't even know how to explain it, man.
I feel like anybody with 5 inches or more of penis will probably never say, I can't handle it. Right? Because look. Because we done seen the smallest dudes in part of my life, like 5'2", with like fucking like third legs, right? Who can handle some like thick bitches, right? So if you're saying that like you can't handle it, that has to mean, you know, the woodpecker ain't probably all the way there, right?
Damn, man. What you pressing on my dick for?
Hey, listen, like there's people watching, right?
Yeah.
Who's going through the same syndrome, right? You know, of my penis is small. You feel me? Right? And like, if they see like Lil Man Jay, who's still bagging hoes, who's still getting money, who's still going up, if he just comes out, you know, and identify as them, you know, they'll feel better about themselves.
Yeah, but my dick ain't small.
All right, so.
I just feel like I would rather have a slim dick bitch, not all that ass jiggling.
Yes.
Than a big ass, like, ass, like, on my dick, man. Mm. Like, that's just how I feel, not because my dick's small, not like that. That's just how I am.
Talk to me,
man. What do you like?
Me?
You like thick.
Like, really? Listen.
I don't want no fucking piece of wood, like a little 2x4, but I don't like that much ass.
Listen, me personally, bro, I like them built like Corizzi, right? So she's like 5'8". Listen, she's so thick that even her freaking like this part right here is massive. Like, I like them that thick, right? To where, like, you so thick that your pinky is thick, too. Yes, right? Like the frail, skinny bitches? Nah. You feel me? That's not my type. But wait, though. So you said Colombians.
Colombian, yeah.
Why not white? Like the white women?
I'm a man of all kinds, but like...
Hell nah. You said my type is thick Colombians. Why not white bitches, man?
I definitely did not say thick Colombians, man. We just had a whole conversation about that shit. I like their skin tone. That's what gets me, my boy. I don't care what the bitch look like. If she got that skin tone, man,
yeah,
I'm going in.
Wait. So what, like the caramel? Like, what's the skin tone?
Like Mia Khalifa.
Oh! Listen, you know now, right? That, like, as an artist, like, the white hoes now going, not fuck with you, right? And the dark skinned girls aren't gonna fuck with you either, right?
Guys, I like all you guys. I just like Colombians too.
Colombians. Yo, all right, man. So speak on the grind, man. Because people will say, so here's what I'm gonna say, right?
Talk to me.
I don't believe that you are in. Industry plan, right? And here's why. Cause I can scroll down your like feed, right? And I can see the conception of the grind. Meaning I can see he started off here with these numbers and he got here through consistent, right? You feel me, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, right? But though, there's been labels in the past, for example, Justin Bieber, where they manufactured this YouTube career for Justin Bieber, right? Right? Saying this. And he was already signed. But they put him on YouTube, put out an ad money behind it, and say, oh, look, y'all discovered Justin Bieber in on YouTube. No, right? So he was an industry plan, right? Right? So we've seen other people come in and they've tricked us into thinking there was an organic grind, right? So document your grind. Document how did you get to this point so people don't think that you are an industry player.
Man, so basically, I've been rapping since like I was 13. And so it was kind of like, I feel like it was just kind of something I got into because I was just inspired from all the music I was listening to. Like, I listened to a lot of rap music growing up.
Yeah.
And so I was just inspired one day to make a song. And from there, like, I actually enjoyed that shit. Mm-hmm. I played the first beat. I immediately came up with the flow and shit. So I really enjoyed that shit. And then I just worked on it. I feel like no more than like an hour a week until I was like 16. I dropped a song a month for like the first few months, and I stopped because I was like, this shit's not working out. And then it was like 2022 2021.
Wait, pause. So you started off, you made a few songs, and did those songs like catch traction or
hell no?
Okay.
Hell no. Cause all I did was make it. I had like the fucking, you know, the Apple headphones.
Yeah.
I was on GarageBand doing this shit. I had a little pop filter against, you know what I mean?
Heavy trenches.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were deep in the trenches, my boy. That's crazy.
You know, we just trying to make it, man.
Yeah.
And then, so that's what I was doing. I dropped my first like 7 songs, and all I did though, I didn't know nothing about promotion. So all I did was drop the song and then post it on like my Snapchat story and my Instagram story. And then that was it. Mm-hmm. I was like, y'all go stream my song. That was it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I showed it to my friends around school. That was it. Mm-hmm. And I just seen that shit. It was like 100 streams per song. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
This ain't it. I mean, it just made me not that motivated because I didn't see no real numbers. And then fast forward to 2021 of December. Mm-hmm. It was New Year's.
Okay.
And I was, motherfuckers watching Polo G. That's my boy.
Okay, Polo
God,
G.
I love Polo G, man. But anyways, I was watching, I think it was a song called Fortnite. I was watching the music video. Yeah. And he's like, 500,000 cash, that's just what I'm feeling like. Mm-hmm. And this motherfucker is in a new mansion in L.A. with literally half, like $1 million cash just sitting in his living room.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
I need that.
Exactly. That shit motivated the fuck out of me. So this time, 2021, I made my New Year's resolution. And I was like, I'm going to do this shit different than I did before. Yeah. So the first 3 months of 2022, January to March, I like researched the fuck out of everything, bro.
Yeah.
I was just watching YouTube videos, how to market your music, how to make good music that people listen to. Like literally everything I could think of, I was just researching that shit.
Okay.
And then... So I kind of learned the algorithms of all the social medias. I learned how to really promote myself. I was learning all that shit, writing it down. And then I started implementing it in April. And I started posting on TikTok, all the social medias and shit.
Yeah.
And I literally, luckily, I got my first TikTok to go like literally a month after I started back. And it wasn't even rap. It wasn't even rap related.
Yeah.
I posted a video. I was with my mom and we was at a gas station.
Yeah.
And this remember gas prices. Back home it's only like $2 for gas.
Of course.
And out here it's like fucking $7, which is crazy.
Yes.
But anyway, so it's only like $2-$3 for a gallon of gas. And that's whenever the gas prices started going crazy. And we paid $100 for gas whenever it's normally like $60. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, that's crazy. So I went home and I made a TikTok about it. I was literally just like, yo, I spent $100 on gas. Like, how do you save money on gas? And that, for whatever reason, that shit blew up. Not mm-hmm. blew up for me at the time. It got like 60,000 views.
Okay, like that's neat.
Exactly. And so I was like, okay, now I need to start posting every day. I got into the algorithm a little bit. I need to start getting into it harder. I need to post every day. Started posting every day. For like the first 2-3 weeks, I need to post rap shit.
Mm.
I literally was just posting like story times and like more things related to gas. And then I was like, wait, I need to start promoting my music, implement my music. So that's, oh shit. That's whenever I started promoting my music. And literally the first TikTok I did promote my music, it just blew up.
It's crazy. Now that you've sort of conquered the algorithm on these multiple sites, right?
Yeah.
Give back and give game to the people, man. On what's the formula to really like going crazy on these apps like TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Snapchat, et cetera, et cetera.
Man, it really is just like you gotta have a good hook.
Mm.
You gotta be talented or you gotta have a good ass hook.
Yeah.
So like the things I used to do back in the day was like, this is how you make a hit song in less than 30 seconds. You know what I mean? People are gonna be like, this motherfucker made a hit song
in
30
seconds. As the intro into the video.
Exactly.
Okay.
A little hook to catch people's attention. Yeah. Because they're gonna be like, this motherfucker made a hit song in 30 seconds? Let me watch that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you really gotta have a good hook in the first few seconds. And then I wouldn't post long content either, like a minute long, and then keep the whole video interesting. Don't make clips more than like 6-8 seconds. Because people are gonna lose their attention. Because motherfuckers got short attention spans nowadays.
Mm.
So you got to really keep people's attention by just keeping the clips quick. Back. Like I was like, this is how you make a song in 30 seconds. Cut. I was rapping 2 seconds. Cut. This is the song. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah, so you got to be quick. You got to keep people's attention and have a good hook.
And like how often like did you post and did you have a schedule for posting when you like blew up?
Yeah, that's another thing. Is I feel like it's not that big of a deal as some people make it because I literally just post out like 1 or 2 or 3 like every day.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's still good to have like a scheduled time to post because it just makes yourself like more what's the word? I don't even know. But it just keeps you on like a good schedule.
Yeah.
Maybe you start posting every day at a certain time and it keeps you from stressing about like, oh shit, I didn't post a video today.
Of course.
So I just post at 5:30 every day because I feel like that's the best time. People are getting off of work. Everybody's out of school. And then they just watch that TikTok right whenever they get out. Everybody on TikTok whenever they get out of school and shit. Or whenever they get off of work, they're trying to chill.
Now, facts, man. Now, speak about trends, right?
Trends.
So should people hop on trends in terms of like making videos? And like, how do they know like what trend to hop on? Or should they just ignore trends and try to create, you know, like these, you know, like these like unique, you know, like master classes and like timepieces, you know?
It depends what you're going for.
Yeah.
If you're trying to be a dancer on TikTok, if you want to be like an influencer, then follow the trends and then you can start paving your own way. If you're trying to, I feel like this is how I look at it. It depends what you want to be, but I feel like the best way to do it is you follow the trends to start with. See how people are doing. See how people are blowing up. That's how you start, and then you start paving your own path. Because it's going to be, nobody's going to watch. Nobody's going to want to watch a new artist trying to do his own shit from the very beginning. I feel like you got to copy the trends and shit to really get your name out there a little bit. Yeah. And then you can start expanding. That's what I did.
Of course.
And I feel like that's the best way to do it, especially with social media, because people are going to watch what's going on right now in the industry, or like people are going to watch what's going viral right now on TikTok more than they're going to watch like a new artist trying to put a song out there.
Yeah, but facts, man. Here, so let's talk about this, right? So you were in South Carolina, right?
Yeah.
And how far is that from Atlanta?
Atlanta? 4 hours.
Okay, so like it's sort of close.
Yeah.
Yes, right? Yeah, right? Because like people might say, this kid from my South Carolina, he sounds like 21 Savage, baby. So talk about character development. How did you grow into the person that you are right now? Was it like just through like watching people and on the internet? Or did the people that you hang out with and talk to, were they like, you know, like the Southern gangsters as well?
Yeah, I would say like I had a very like, I would say more like I hung out with more of the how do I word this? I didn't really have a lot of white friends growing up.
Yeah, of course.
I would say that it was more black people that I was hanging out with growing up. So I feel like that's really what influenced me differently than just more white people. So that's how I got into like the rap and shit. Yeah, of course. Like that.
Yeah, right. Because like you started listening to rap at 10 years old, yeah. Right? Despite your parents saying, nah. You feel me? Right?
Yeah, right.
So at 10 years old, did that kind of like mold you? Like, for example, right? Were you ever a suburban white kid who did not listen to rap? Like, who was just like a normal suburban white kid? Or since the age of 10 years old, you was always just more driven towards the urban culture?
Since then I was always driven towards the urban culture, just because that's what I listen to.
Of course.
And that's what I watch on the fucking YouTube, the music videos, all that shit.
Yeah.
And the people I hung out with, that's just how I grew up, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course, man. So, okay, so then, like, speak on the Cap Freestyle, because I feel like that blew you up, like, heavy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, right? For sure. So, like, what's the concept of the Cap Freestyle? Because the word cap is in it, right? So, like, are you saying, like, yo, all this shit is cap? Like, what's the concept of the Cap Freestyle?
I would say not all of it's cap, but a lot of it's cap. And just really the main reason, it was just kind of like a play along with the haters and shit. I was just on TikTok Live. I was showing everybody. I was making a song, blah, blah, blah. Everybody was like, just do caps in his rap. He's not really about that, like, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to play with him a little bit. And I call it Cap Freestyle. You know what I mean? Because, yeah. I mean, a lot of it is cap, so it was like, it makes it true, and it just makes people talk a little bit more. They're like, oh, this motherfucker called his song Cap Freestyle. He's capping in the whole damn song. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Makes them talk a little bit more. Just add that little extra virality to it.
What's cap and what's real?
In the song?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, my boy. You want me to go through every lyric, man?
Look, here.
Talk to me, man.
Look, Russell. Yeah, Russell, we got cap right here, right?
Okay.
So the intro is run up the city, you know that we turn up. I run with the balls, you get caught with a burner. Have you ever got caught with a burner?
Nah, I ain't never got caught with a burner, my boy.
So that's cap?
Yeah.
Damn, bro, like, what's... I bet.
Hey, keep going, man. I think there's at least a few in there that ain't cap, my boy.
So let's go. So, pull up with a beam in the SRT. Yeah, cop a new whip. She all on me. Trying to act black, but I'm white as can be. Yeah, I'm the white little baby. No one harder than me. Make the wrong move, now it's RIP. Has anybody ever RIP for making the wrong move at you?
No.
No?
No.
I bet. So let's go.
I will say no one's harder than me is not cap though.
No, right. But like I just read like 95% so far. And 95 is cap.
I caught it, Cap Freestyle on my boy.
How about this one?
Come talk to me, man.
Look, cop a new watch for every time I didn't have it. Come from the mud, now they gotta say I'm really capping. Trying to make it out of the hood, keep rapping. What hood did Lil Man J reside in?
You know.
Like, what hood?
One of.
Huh? No, none? Okay,
I live on a lake, man. I ain't grow up in no hood.
What say that then?
You know.
What?
I feel like that's just what I was influenced by. So it's just kind of how I talk.
So look. So dressing how you dress, yes, right? Talking how
you like this shit?
Yeah, right?
I appreciate it.
Talking how you talk, yes, that's you. You feel me?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, like liking what you like, that's you, and nobody can take that away from you, right? Feel me? Right?
Yeah.
But coming from the hood, holding a beam, shoot, like, that's not you. Meaning, like, those are just clear-cut fabrications. So why do you feel like you had to say that to blow up?
I didn't feel like I had to say it to blow up. I feel like this is kind of how I viewed it. Like I said, I grew up listening to a lot of rap music, and I felt like it didn't seem to me like what the people are talking about, they really live this life. Because sure. I feel like they would be in jail by now if they really lived this life or something like that. Yeah. Like, just to be able to talk about it in their songs, they're pretty much, like, snitching on themselves. It's like they would be in fucking jail right now. So I just seen, I thought everything was capped. Now it's kind of following. That's what we were talking about earlier, following the trend. Yeah, following what everybody's talking about. That's what I did right there. Yeah. So I was talking shit that I heard in the other people's songs. Like, I never pulled up with a beam in the SRT.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I probably heard that in the song before. It's like, oh, that shit hard. I'm going to say that. So I was just following the trends, really, with that song. Sure. But I will admit, I mean, I will say that I learned from that. Uh-huh. And recently, like, that's why I was saying about my album and shit. Like, that's why it's been so delayed. I was supposed to drop it last year, but I've really been working on, like, expanding the type of music I make, experimenting, and really speaking, like, truth, how I feel, what I've really gone through and stuff like that, because I realize, like, how much it means.
So
to talk about like yourself and like really what you've gone through and not just random shit that don't relate.
Now people may say though, right, that like that's the Post Malone like the formula, right? Which is come, get hot, get popping off the street shit, off the urban shit, and then transition to the rock star, pop star shit as soon as you get on. So what's your response then, like, to folks saying, bro, like, you just used the street shit to like, get on, and now that you're on, you're now transitioning into the rock and pop star shit?
I feel like if they actually understand this shit, they'll be like, oh, he's smart as fuck. But people that are just watching, they probably just don't understand it. I feel like... That's a hard answer, a question to answer, my boy. I just feel like,
yeah,
I feel like it just depends how you feel. That's just how I feel. I wanted to move away from it a little bit.
Of course. No, listen, Rush, a little bro. Like,
I can't rap like that forever. That's why.
Of course.
That's why right there. I can't rap like that forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I have to expand myself. I have to experiment. Otherwise, everybody's going to know me as a fucking kid that blew up or something like Lil Baby forever.
Yeah,
man. I can't have that shit.
Yeah, bro, look here, bro. Like, we acknowledge you are smart as hell, right? Smart as fuck. And the music itself is undeniable. Meaning, like, obviously, like, Lil Man J makes phenomenal, great music, right? Dude knows how to rap, right?
You have me up, man. I appreciate
No, 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 no. Bro, listen, though, right? It's true, though. You know how to rap. That's undeniable, right? But that was kind of like, he started off with the rap shit. Like, he is capping 100%. He's taking stories that these like kids, right, who grew up in the urban cities and in the hood actually like lived, right? He's taking it and he's profiting from their pain and their trauma, essentially. So, like, when you hear that, what's your response, and why do you think that you should be able to monetize and profit from those lyrics that, you know, that, like, you ain't live?
That's a good-ass question. I feel like I never looked at it like that. And as I was growing as an artist, I started understanding that more, and that's why I moved on. I feel like I just kind of leave all that shit in the past. I feel like that's a thing of the past, you know, talking about shit that I'm not really about.
Yeah.
And I just move on from that. So that's all I got to say about that. I just feel like I moved on.
Of course.
I don't got much to say about the profit and shit from that. But
yeah, man. Look, right, so the biggest question is this then, right? So folks may say then, Lil Man J, are you a culture vulture?
What you mean?
So, here, right. So, okay. So, a culture vulture is described as somebody who comes into a culture, right? They profit from it and don't really, like, give back equally.
Nah. I wouldn't say, I mean, I did not grow up in the hood and shit like that.
Yeah.
I was around people that did live that life and grew up like that.
Of course.
That's kind of what influenced me because, I've seen that shit. Like, you know, I've seen people holding guns. I've seen people shoot. You know, I mean, I grew up with that shit, although because of the people I hung out with. So I wouldn't say I'm a culture vulture because that's really how I grew up.
Yeah.
As far as, like, the people I hung out with. But me personally, I didn't live that life. So I wouldn't say I'm a culture vulture just because of that aspect right there. And
No. Right. So essentially, like, what, like, a culture vulture is, right, is you profit from a culture or, here, right, for example, you rap about the hood and profit from it, but don't give back equally. Meaning, what has Lil Man J done for the streets, right, that makes it okay for him to profit from it?
I give back.
What? Like, through, like, what? No, listen, right? Here, right? Like, listen, bro. Like we're not trying to, like, if I'm cornering you, right?
No.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Yeah, you just wondering.
Yeah, right. So, if you've, like, given back, explain how. You feel me? Right?
So there's a lot of shit I do. I feel like all the videos I do, as far as, like, listen to my music, I'll give you $20.
Yeah.
I feel like that's giving back right there.
Man, to people. Come on, Lord Jay. Come on.
Keep listening, man.
Lord Man Jay, $20 to my homeless folks who listen to your music that you clip and put on TikTok and profit from it. Doesn't really, like, equate okay, to okay, giving okay. back to the street profit from the street.
Hold on, man.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me talk a little bit more.
I guess
that one didn't work.
Yeah.
I also, like, you asked my boy the other day, there was a girl out here in L.A. She was sitting at a gas station right before I walked into the studio. I gave her, like, $20.
Yeah.
You know, just the off-camera shit. I really do give back to those people because, like, I understand the situation.
Of course.
I know everybody can start winning. They just need a little bit of motivation. They just need to get up a little bit. So I really give back to those people. I bought my boy a fucking chain. Mm-hmm. Now I be doing shit for my people because, like, you know what I mean?
Okay, yes.
So I would say I give back and shit like that, man.
Yeah, that's fair.
Not the $20 to listen to my music. I guess that was a bad example, but.
Yes. Okay, so what do you feel like you owe the streets or owe the hood?
You know, I don't really think about that shit, my boy.
Why not?
Because, like, I feel like, because I don't talk about that shit no more in my music.
So, you stopped talking about it, like, completely. When?
Whenever it was brought up to me by my boy, Nito.
Who?
He does the braids and stuff on TikTok.
Yeah.
His name's Juan Castano. It was brought up to me by him and my boy 20, a producer named 20. They were like, look, Jay, you can grow a little bit by talking about shit you're not about. People won't know that, but eventually you're gonna have to really start talking to yourself, because that's whenever the people are gonna feel the lyrics more. Okay. And they had to tell me that shit multiple times because I didn't really listen in the beginning, but I would say over the past few months I realized like they're right. Like they're really right. Like now whenever I show people my music, like, damn bro, you're talking your shit, like I really feel that.
Of course.
And I know you
wait, feel wait, and that was like when the like was that before or after the Save the Summer shit?
Oh, none of the songs I've dropped recently have shown that.
Yeah.
Besides At Me Now.
What?
As far as like moving away from talking about coming from the hood and shit like that.
But Jay, wait though, right? Wait though. So they're like, why don't you like, wait, but Jay.
Talk to me, man.
If Nina told you this shit like months ago, right?
Yeah.
Then like, why'd you like still drop music that has that in it?
Because the shit's hard.
But Jay, you have to give back though, right? Like, right? Like, here, right? Look, right? So, for example, right? Look, so if there's people who are dying from being in the streets and being in the hood, right? Who has had their life permanently fucked up. They look at you like, oh, he's monetizing from our stories and he's never been here. Like, he's never seen this. He's never lifted himself. He's not affected by the price that come with it. Why is Lil Man J able to get millions of followers on TikToks and profit from it without giving us a large percentage of that?
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I already got nothing to say to that.
Yeah.
Besides, like, that's why I recently...
Stop.
In my... Stop.
No. No. That's why you recently stopped.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I recently stopped, because I have completely realized that and I had to move on from that shit. But I will say I made too many damn songs, too many fire songs with that shit in it, that's what I'm doing. I'm dropping that shit now.
Yeah.
I'm dropping that shit now. And then like,
and will the proceeds go to the hood, the streets, you know, give back, you know, do like, you know, like, you know, like,
you know what? Now that you're saying that shit, it will. It will.
What percentage?
I like that. Fuck it.
What?
Let's do.
Like,
I wish my accountant was in here right now so we can.
What? No,
we got a good number. I would say, like, I'll tell you this shit right now. I'll probably get 10%.
Wait, pause.
Come on, man.
Wait, pause. Jay. You are 100% independent, right?
Yeah.
So all the money goes to you. So, right?
Yeah.
Right? So after you pay your staff, why not do at least 50-50 of the profits? Again.
My brother.
Of the profits, so not the general payments.
Hey, you must not know how much this shit costs, man.
No, with of the profits, I said, right? Meaning like, after like, you pay off the bill.
Oh, the profits.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah, you feel me? Okay. You know, of the profits.
Yeah, I'll give him 10%.
How about 50? You have to show
I fuck with that. But of what? Of songs in the past?
No.
Or the songs that I'm dropping the next few months that have that shit down
so, there? Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Okay. Look, Russell.
I'll get 50% of profit. Bet. I'll tell you that shit right now.
Bet.
I'll get that shit right now.
Hey, and listen. I will follow up, right? And, like, I want to know who this money went to. Where did it go? You feel me?
Shoot, I'll give it to you to spread it out.
Listen, cool? Yes, right? Or listen, there's this guy called Tariq Nasheed. There are, right? And he, like, has a Black History Museum, right? Right? And he can use you know, donations. Or, yo, there's these communities, right, in, like, South Carolina, right? The impoverished, right? Where, like, you know, like, you can give, you know, like, the cash to, like, local community leaders.
What's poverty?
No, impoverished, right? Meaning, like, you know, like, they're poor.
Oh, poverty.
Yeah, right. So, like, you can give, you know, those funds to those local leaders. and they can distribute it. You feel me?
Okay.
Right? But past that, though, man, all right. So Lil Baby responded to you. Well, he acknowledged you. And the first thing he said was, is this parody or is this for real?
Mm-hmm.
How did you take that? As a diss or him showing love?
Like, looking at it, I think it was a diss, but in the moment, that was, whenever he said that shit, that was the moment that I was kind of transitioning from the Lil Baby shit into myself as an artist. So at that point, it was just like, okay, he responded, cool. I took that shit with like a grain of salt. I didn't think anything about it. Yeah. But and looking back at it, it's like, okay, that was a little bit of a diss. Or it definitely was a diss. Definitely a diss, man.
Damn.
Definitely a diss.
And he hasn't reached out yet to work or to, like, you know, to show love or what?
I don't think he fucked with me.
No? Why not?
You saw what he said, man. I don't think he fucked with me.
Well, I could. Okay. So do you feel like you went overboard, like, trying to be him?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I feel like I cut that shit off at a perfect time. Yeah. I feel like maybe he fucks with me now, but I feel like he's just gotta give it some more time to see if I'm gonna keep kind of riding the same type of rap, rhyme scheme, all that. I feel like he's gonna give it some time, but I feel like he doesn't like not like me.
Okay.
But
now, hey, listen. Some may say though that Lil Man J is single-handedly responsible for Lil Baby falling off, right? Cause, like, you came and dropped songs that sounded better than most, you know, than most Baby songs.
I appreciate that, man. Give me that one.
Right?
Give me a man for that.
Right? So,
that's why I said, no one harder than me.
Hey, wait. Do you mean that though? There's like nobody harder than you, like at all?
There's definitely people higher than me.
So I cap. But bro, listen.
Talk to me, man.
Right, but bro, you should never ever say there's somebody else harder than you, bro. Right?
Well,
never.
I just like being honest.
Jay, you are a white rapper in hip hop.
Yeah.
They're gonna try to attack you from all corners. You have to at least have like confidence to say, nah, I'm the GOAT.
See, I let the music talk for itself.
Mm.
And I know I'm the GOAT, but I'm not gonna say that shit, okay? I'm not gonna say that shit. I don't want people thinking I'm cocky, I think I'm him. I know I'm gonna be the best. I just keep that shit to myself because I know. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna let the music speak for itself and then keep the cockiness, quote unquote, to myself.
Okay. So what you just told me though that you know there's people harder than you.
Because
were you lying to me then or now?
What did I lie to you about now?
That you've been a GOAT, but then you just told me though that there's people harder than you.
There is.
So
my boy.
Mm-hmm.
There's always gonna be people that's doing more or doing better than you. Always.
How you the GOAT then?
My boy. Lil Wayne, you think Lil Wayne's a GOAT?
Hell nah. Drake the GOAT to me. Drake is.
You only got one GOAT.
Yes. Greatest of all time, right? Means, yeah, GOAT, right? Oh, wait, hold up though. Are you saying that you are one of the GOATs in this hip hop shit?
Yeah. Because I feel like I would call Polo G a GOAT. Oh my God, my fault.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I would tell Polo G a GOAT. I would say Drake's a GOAT. I would say Lil Wayne's a GOAT. I feel like there's more GOATs than just one. Technically not, but
yeah.
Like if you're being like greatest of all time, obviously there can only be one greatest of all time. But I think there's multiple. So I'm one of the GOATs.
And what has Lil Wayne?
Soon to be.
No, facts. Oh, okay. Soon to be. Not yet.
Mm-mm.
I bet. And who's your GOAT?
Polo G.
The GOAT? Yo, wait. Like, have you done, like, your history in on hip-hop? Like, have you, like you know, like, watched some, you know, like, listen to, like, some, like, Biggie shit, some Jay-Z shit, some, like, Rakim shit?
Bro, I'm out here in L.A. I'm listening to Live and Die in L.A. by Tupac.
Oh, word.
You know, I'm out here. I listen to a little bit, but I'm Polo G. That's my boy.
What's your top three like Pac songs?
Pop?
No, Pac.
Pac.
Yeah.
Straight Ballin', Live and Die in L.A., and That's all I know.
You only know two Tupac songs? Bro, how old are you?
18.
You're 18 years old? Alright. That's understandable. Right?
Man, I feel like you just gotta give me a minute to think. I could probably think of some more that I listen to, but that's all that comes off the top of the head.
And do you feel like you now being a rapper that like you like have to like, you know, like start diving deeper into like the history now?
Being a rapper, how to dive in? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit. I feel like as far as building myself as an artist, I do.
Oh, so where? My phone?
Yeah.
It's off with, let me see. Uh-oh. Hold on a second.
I was gonna edit it. Go easier on the guy.
Oh, where?
I'm digging on him so hard.
Nah, what? Who said we're digging?
Well, that's the word I'm getting.
A word? Wait, let me see. Hey, who said we're digging, man? Hey. Huh? Nah, nah, but come on now, bro.
I mean, he's having fun. Let him live.
My phone's off. Wait, let me see.
You the same argument, too.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, bro.
I mean, what? His manager out there, whatever. I don't know. Laura told me.
Oh, well, a word? Do you feel like we're going too hard on you, man?
Nah, I just look at it as an interview. I'm just...
Yeah,
I'm
right, yeah. For me, bro, listen, right? Bro, look, right? So look, bro, like, listen, like me, right? I'm a nice guy, right? But like, if you go and like talk to like the Ebros and the Charlemagnes, yeah, right?
What the fuck is an Ebro?
Like, he's Pride 97?
Oh.
Yeah, right, feel me? Yeah, right, them, right? Or like Joe Budden, right? You talk to those guys, they're gonna like, you know... You feel me? Like, go like 20 times harder like than me, right? You feel me? Mm-hmm. Right? Right? So, like, this interview, like, has to prepare you for what you have coming up, right? You feel me? Especially, bro, being a white rapper in hip-hop, nigga, you have to have tough skin. You feel me? Right? So, do you feel attacked right now or like, are they tripping?
I feel like they tripping. I was just cool now. I don't really do too many interviews, so I was just answering your shit.
In fact, you feel me? I
feel like you just trying to understand me a little bit more.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah, right? Now, so you said that the Island Boys stole your song, which I definitely agree. But then you said 21 Savage and stole your shit. Now, listen, the Island Boys are who I personally consider no talent, dweebs and nincompoops. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But 21 Savage now. Come on, bro.
That's what I'm talking about, my boy. You know how I said grabbing people's attention earlier? Yeah. That's all it is, my brother.
Mm. All right.
That's all it is.
Wait.
I know he ain't still my damn boy. I probably listen to 50 songs that say something about lining up about dominoes and shit.
Yeah.
I just use that. That's a little eye catch. You know how many views that shit got? Like 15 million.
Yo,
across all platforms.
Yo, it went dumb viral. Like, it went super viral. Like, hella viral. You feel me? Now, listen, though. Like the Island Boys, though, I for sure think those little two dweebs was in their apartment after fucking each other and said, yo, low man J Bars, oh, shit, he said this? Let's repeat it. Because those niggas are dweebs. Right?
You know what's crazy though?
What's up?
I realized after I posted that TikTok that they posted their song with that beat before I even made Cap Freestyle.
Oh, really? Wait, hold up now. Wait, pause. So the Island Boys ain't steal it? Damn. Damn, what shit? Hey, listen, man. Now, like, if they sue you, now what? You feel me?
Well, they can't sue me. I bought the beat exclusively.
Oh, bad.
You know, I played it smart, but I realized I thought it was May 6th. I think it was 2023.
Yeah.
But it was May 6th, 2022 after I looked back and I was like, damn.
Yeah, facts. Man. So hey, Russell, look at this now. So
talk to me.
So you haven't dropped an album yet.
Mm-mm.
Now, Save the Summer, I think I told you in off air, that shit was hard. My only complaint was the shit was too short, bro. It was like 5 songs, right?
You like the reggae song?
Wait. Hey, look.
I was like, I don't know.
Hey, let me show you like the ones that are on like my like playlist right now.
Hell yeah. So
listen, Rasha, look though, I actually have you like in my drill session for some reason, and I'm not sure why.
You have me in there. You don't
drill. No. Look. So, what, here, right? So I have the Zip or Two and Internet.
You like them?
Yes. Those
oh my
hard.
God, Zip or Two is one of my favorite songs I ever made, man.
The word?
I fucking love that song. I listen to that shit on repeat, like whenever I'm in the car.
The word?
I forgot how hard that song was after I made it.
So rappers actually listen to their own music?
My boy. Hell yeah.
Listen to like that's kind of hard, right? That's kind of hard, right? Listen, bro, because I can't imagine me personally, right? Because I can't rap, right? I cannot imagine creating something that's so good that I put like that on over like Drake, right? You feel me, right?
You don't? You wouldn't play that?
I can't rap. I suck, right?
But you said if you do make something better than Drake.
No, I'm saying, right, that I can't even, like, fathom that I will ever make something better than what Drake can give me.
Okay, yeah.
Man, yo, bro.
Because I make music that I want to listen to.
Yeah.
That's why I listen to it.
Facts, okay.
Because I feel like nowadays ain't that much great music released, so I feel like I make music that I want to listen to that nobody's dropping. Mm. So I listen to my shit all the time, and it helps me. As far as like, okay, maybe I can add this here. It just helps me really make the song, put the song to the next level.
No, man, bro. Now this, right? So look, so the last EP was Save the Summer.
Yeah.
So one, are you dropping an album next or an EP next? And like, is the EP gonna be called like Save the Fall? Right? Come on. Hey, listen though, bro. Hey, listen.
You funny, man.
A theme set of albums is going crazy.
Yeah, I'm making one called Save the Fall, and then I'm making one called Save the Winter.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, that shit will go stupid.
It would, but I'm not doing that. I'm dropping an album 2024, like probably in like the second quarter.
Word. And wait. First off, one, like, that's fire, right? Because I think Cole is supposed to drop the second, right, too, right? So have you like started working on like songs yet? Like for the
Yeah. I'm always working on this shit. I just feel like that's why it's so delayed because I make something. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that shit's going on the album. And then I make another one. And I'm like, oh shit, I gotta replace that song with that song. You know what I mean? That's what's delayed this album so damn much. So I feel like I keep getting better and better and better and better every time I fucking make a song. So it's like, I don't know what to put on the album.
Of course. And like...
Because I really want every song on there, people to be like, oh my God.
No facts, man. That. Have you drafted up the concept yet for the album?
I have the title of it. Yeah. I've had the title for like a year now.
Okay.
But, the concept is just kind of more of a mixtape, technically. Yeah. Like, just showing, like, all the different flows and stuff I can do. I can really hop on anything. And now I can do it and make it a fucking 10 out of 10 song.
Man. Hey, bro, listen, man. This shit, Brent, was a great interview, bro. I fuck with you, bro. And I truly think, bro, that you are going to go far as fuck. You feel me? If you just be yourself... Be confident, right? Saying, bro, don't ever go again. Like, don't ever go to no other interview and say like, I'm not the GOAT, right? Don't ever, bro. You feel me? Be confident.
I know I'm the GOAT. Yeah. I was just saying, like, yeah, not right now.
And listen, Hey.
I'm gonna be.
If they ask you, lie. Say, say, nigga, I'm the goal right now. Y'all can't tell me shit. You feel me? Man, but hey, man, little man Jay, bro.
My I appreciate you, homie, man. I appreciate you for real, man. It's been a great interview.
Now, facts, man. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, man. Peace.
Peace.